proceed through it orderly, and I would like to complete this today, although we're supposed to vacate this room right now for the Human Services Committee, so, but anyway, Steve, where are we?
Mr. Chair, when you recessed, you were discussing LFO recommendation number 8 concerning fewer emissions. There was a request for some information on the level and number of students who are getting fewer emissions, and I have distributed some information that the Oregon University System provided to me earlier in the session. This table over here that does indicate the on-campus basis the number of students receiving fewer emissions and the dollar amount of the fewer emissions.
Okay, discussion on fewer emissions. Representative Schrader and then Representative Close. Okay, Representative Close first.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I had made the comment about my letter to Southern Oregon University, and they have provided me with a response which I have not seen.
Okay.
But it's dated May 24th, and it does go into the numbers and how they decide their who gets this benefit. So I wanted to make that clear.
Good. Any other discussion on LFO recommendation number 8, fewer emissions?
Mr. Chair, I move recommendation number 8.
Okay, we'll get a motion in front of us, then we'll have discussion. Senator Trow moves that we adopt the LFO recommendation budget, item number 8 on fewer emissions. Discussion. Representative Schrader.
I guess I have a concern about just increasing the level without any... because there's an issue I think the committee needs to be aware of, that the fee remissions have a potential for increasing at a slightly higher rate sometimes than our tuition levels do, and they're completely set on internal basis by the university presidents. I think the fee remissions is a good idea. It allows certain minority groups, certain merit individuals, graduate students, whatever, access services. But there's also the issue, quite honestly, that we don't have full access yet for Oregon students. And to me, that's a big issue. The other big issue is we just had a big discussion on the tuitions that students are being charged right now. We're languishing, I think rightly so, over the level of tuition increase. And that tuition increase, out of that tuition increase, a big cut goes, or significant cut at least, goes to paying the fee remissions for other students who pay nothing. So I guess my concern, colleagues, is that we should maybe moderate the fee remission program, put some sidebars on it so that we actually take care of the students that are paying tuition and improve access. And I guess I'd like to offer up a suggestion for the committee's consideration that if we go down this road on increasing the limitation by the $16.3 million, that quite frankly, I would suggest some language that says something to the effect that we'd actually reduce the fee remissions themselves by $12.2 million and use that to help offset further tuition increases by about $6.9 million and then enhance the NEED grant by another $5.3 million. Effectively, what that would do is that would buy back the tuition increases down to the 2.5% level that the students indicated that they could probably live with. And again, give us a little bit more money to actually go into the NEED grant program. I think this is the best way to improve access for all students, all poor students, as well as help the students that are paying the tuition in the first place. And it doesn't reduce. I'd like to point out that we still have a huge chunk of money going for the fee remissions themselves. So I'm not against the president's having some discretion, but I think the priority should be the legislature takes care of the students first, and then the college president second.
Sure.
Yes, Senator Trump.
You know, I appreciate the thinking there, but I'm thinking that maybe what we ought to do is to have a study of this. We've got some time, rather than making a decision about this as detailed as that one is without study, that we do the study and then decide what we want to do about the fee remissions. Go ahead and approve number 8 and then ask, maybe in a budget note, that there be a study of the fee remission and ask higher ed to be involved in that. Report back to us.
Yeah, any change we make to number 8, we need to run by LFO, so maybe we could develop a separate budget note to express what you want to do and not modify number 8.
Well, I guess what I'm really, I guess I check with LFO here. What I'm suggesting is that within the subcommittee's province is, I'm okay with the budget note if we reduce the fee remissions in the budget itself. I understand the co-chairs gave the subcommittee latitude to, you know, find efficiencies or whatever within the budgets, and I think that's okay. I think that's where I'm trying to go.
Could you please restate your proposal?
Sure. The proposal would be to reduce the fee remissions this coming biennium by $12.2 million, mm-hmm. and then use that savings to offset some of the tuition increases by the tune of about $6.9 million and enhance the NEED grants by about $5.3 million. And again, in some conversations with LFO, it's been indicated to me that this is the level at which we don't impair existing contracts with students. They continue to, those that we've got agreements with would continue to receive services. We just would not pick up others until, frankly, these NEED grants and the tuitions were restored to reasonable levels.
Mr. Chair, I couldn't vote for that that detail. I can vote for this measure, and then with the idea that there would be a study of the possibility of doing something like this in the future, but not to do this now.
Steve, what would be the effect if we didn't pass fee remissions number 8?
If you did not pass the fee remissions, the fee remission level would be retained at the $60.5 million in the governor's recommended budget. That would be less than the system is projecting to offer or to award. I would expect that the system would perhaps have to seek additional limitation increase from the emergency board in order to allow the fee remissions that they would like to offer to be offered.
Is there another place that we can have a budget note that does what 8 does and what Representative Schrader wants to do?
No, I believe those two are not consistent.
Not.
He wants to reduce by 12 and then want to add 16.3.
But so what we can do is run Representative Schrader's idea by the co-chairs and do that another time. Does that hold us up from moving on this bill today, 5524?
I do believe that a portion of Representative Schrader's motion that would need approval of the co-chairs would be to use funds to reduce funds in this budget to then increase funds in the Student Assistance Commission budget. Because generally, if a subcommittee is able to find savings in a particular budget, the co-chairs do not, you know, necessarily allow that subcommittee to then decide the highest and best use of the funds.
Yeah, Granton, would you come up and tell us what you see that we might do to meet?
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, for the record, Granton Cairns, Director of Government Relations, the Oregon University System, as I understand the proposal, and maybe this is more a question to Representative Schrader, is to reduce the remissions by some $12 million, then take funds of general funds away from the budget and transfer them to the Oregon Student Assistance Commission budget. Is that what I heard?
What I would like to do is that the tuition that the students are paying, I'd like to reduce.
But we have a call, so maybe we better...
Call who? Let's be the center.
Chris Colson. Okay.
All right, this is you guys.
Yep. So, in order to continue on this, we're going to have to recess and come back later, but it'll be after probably 4 o'clock because you're in the service. Human services. So anyway, this, what do you say, 4 o'clock? Jackie, how long are you going to use this room this afternoon?
Probably it will take us no more than about 15 minutes. 15 minutes, all my people get here.
Okay, we will, 15 minutes.
If you can get Wally here and...
No, you don't need him.
Yes, I do. I need a senator. I can call for him.
Oh, Vern.
Oh, Vern. Yeah.
Yeah, you mean Vern.
I mean Vern.
Okay, as far as the education sub is concerned, yeah, we are recessed until 4:15.
4:15. Okay, we have to take our stuff.
I think we're going to have to take our stuff.